Another halacha which comes into effect perhaps, potentially, even at this point, prior to the arrival of Pesach, and that is that we know there's a concept that one is supposed to refrain from eating matzah in the period leading up to Pesach. Now, what exactly is halacha here? What exactly is beyond halacha? So the basic halacha the Ramah says is that matzah sheyotzma belayla asurim lechel al kol yom arba. Also, the matzah which one can be yotzah his chiyuv, his obligation, the night of Pesach. One cannot eat the entire day of the 14th. One cannot eat the entire Erev Pesach, the matzah which one can potentially be yotzah his mitzvah with that night. And the Shavua quotes the Rambam, the reason for the tizkei shehei heker l'achilas v'erev, that simply seems to indicate that there's a concept that when we normally carry on with things our whole lives, and we do something as a matter of day-to-day life without any special reason for it, and then we come along, we want to do a similar act for a whole different purpose, specifically because it's an act of a mitzvah. We want to draw a line and a demarcation point and say until this point was one thing and now it's a whole new concept. So we leave a gap in between to show that we're taking a break. That being the case, the day of the 14th, according to the Pesach of the Ramah, it is usher to eat matzah. That is, until that point, will be a rechilas al rishus. We do whatever you want to do. This point coming on, starting that night, the night of Pesach will be a matzah shel chayv. It's a point of heker. The Meiri side says that this has a different reason. That is, the matzah should be nechel te'ov. A matzah should be eaten. When you eat the matzah the night of Pesach, it should be eaten with a desire to eat it. That being the case, if you were to eat it straight at the Pesach, you would lose your desire. It's something, it's already an old thing you've had all along. Here, by having a bit of a gap, you give yourself more of an appetite to eat it. Perhaps from more of an Ashkaf angle, it also would be mukim to say that the concept of all the symbolisms we have, Leil Pesach, are not merely designed to be something where we see something and we recall something that happened many years ago. Everything we use is meant to be a tool of chinuch. We're educating our children, we're educating ourselves as to a lesson of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The effect something can have is certainly when it's fresh, when it's new, has a much more powerful and potent effect. And therefore, by the same way, it should not only be oven of eating the matzah, but also the whole concept of the matzah should be fresher for us. By taking a break and coming back to it, we can refresh ourselves and use it properly as a tool of chinuch. Now, what exactly is a chiyuv and what exactly is rishus? So again, the Ramah says the day of the 14th, it is usur. What about the night before? Is the question of the Paiskim. It seems the Ramah, Mr. Brewer, and Pasha, many Paiskim seem to indicate that the day of the 14th, there's an interesting smach they want to bring. Different sources cite say this, that we say the question seems to indicate that just last night we were eating chametz and matzah together. That being the case, the night of our Pesach, would seem to be mutter in achilas matzah and chametz simultaneously. From the Pesachim, it seems that the night before mutter would not be included. So basic halacha is merely erev Pesach from Alei Sashachar until Pesach itself. Prior to that, Mr. Bruce says there is a minig, that many people go back as far as Rosh Chodesh and refrain from eating matzah. And there are sources which are not quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, and there are those of a minute to go back even further, 30 days back, which would be until Purim. Basically, the basic concept, why to go back to Rosh Chodesh or to go back to Purim, would be similar on the concept that once we're in Pesach mode, it's already time to put a halt on Matzah. Rosh Chodesh, we have, Yochem Rosh Chodesh is a concept already from then, to begin talking about being Isaac and Gani Pesach, and the concept of Shlosh Yom to go all the way back to Pesach, but 30 days before Pesach. But the bottom line is, it's important to point out, it's not chayiv, that's a minig. If someone has it, it's a minig, that's a minig. But as far as the halacha, which is strictest halacha, that it's only on Erev Pesach itself. Now, kamina perhaps would be for things that are not strictly matzah, shiyotzim b'yidei chavoseh on Pesach. Now, this matzah which we have, they sell in all the stores, which is not really kosher on Pesach, which we're not samech on Pesach, but in all likelihood, potentially, but yeah, it could well be matzah that you could be yotzah, although we're not going to be samech on it to use, but likely it could in fact be kosher for Pesach. That being the case, most Pesachim I think would agree that even going back, whatever your minig is, be it the day of or much earlier, most Paiskim would agree that you don't eat matzah, which is at least doesn't have Ashkacha on it, but potentially could be a matzah for Pesach. A point of difference perhaps would be a matzah shira, a matzah which is not made with water, it's made with other ingredients, and it tastes very different, it has a very much different texture to it. That being the case, it's clearly not matzah shal mitzvah. It seems the minig is, from the rest of my observation, it seems the minig is that the time frame of minig, up until Erev Pesach, people generally do eat this matzah, again, until Erev Pesach. As far as Erev Pesach itself, Mr. Brewer seems to be united towards the opinion that one should not eat it on Pesach itself, and therefore, it's best to refrain, again, on the day of Erev Pesach itself.